What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We have a lot of fascinating, even scintillating stories to tell you about, so let's get right to it. We begin today in Guatemala, where a months-long CNN investigation is highlighting a concerning trend in the country's textile industry. Thousands of workers, mostly women, pack the country's garment factories, or maquilas, to make their clothes for some of the biggest brands in the United States. But many say they face impossible quotas, grueling conditions, and even threats of violence. Our Stefano Pazzaban investigates the truth behind those made in Guatemala labels we find on so many pieces of clothing.
Son 5,000 a 6,000 piezas al día.
Algunas de mis compañeras tienen que hacer el esfuerzo de ir aunque las maltraten.
Jamás pensé que en las maquilas había bullying. Jamás pensé que en una maquila había acoso.
In recent years, the garment industry has boomed in Guatemala. Thanks to its proximity to the U.S., hundreds of Korean fast fashion companies expanded here to supply big American brands. But what happens inside these factories, called maquilas across the region, rarely sees the light of day. Advocacy groups say the vast majority of maquila workers are women who are paid less than $30 a day and are forced to meet impossible quotas. Rutilia Cano worked for a Korean-owned factory providing to major U.S. retailers like Target, a company worth billions of dollars.
¿Cuántas ropas hacías en un día?
Pedían 300 por hora, pero no podía sacar las 300. Solo sacaba 150, 175.
¿Y cuántos días de trabajo te costaría comprar una blusa acá?
Yo digo que sería una quincena.
The disparity of what these people are producing and their purchasing power, it's just striking.
In this complex supply chain, Korean manufacturers subcontract Guatemalan workers to benefit American consumers with affordable clothing. When her factory suddenly closed, the employer denied Rutilia's wages and her pension benefits. Target, as a third-party client, was not bound to pay. They decided to part ways with the factory after concerns surfaced over working conditions. Elsewhere, CNN spoke with dozens of maquila workers. Seeking protection, Alexandra decided to join a union. We met the group outside their maquila. The products are destined for export to the United States. Household name Carhartt used to be among their clients, but cut ties in 2019. The workers told CNN the quotas imposed on them are thousands of pieces a day, almost two t-shirts every minute.
Pero si no nos sacamos lo que ellos piden, como ellos pasan un vía oral cada hora, dicen que nos apuremos, que no nos pueden pagar, no, nos explotan tanto y después dicen no nos pagan.
Hasta nos tiraba las piezas en la cara.
Creo que me lo dijiste tú, Mérida, que había agua en las maquilas para que pudiesen tomar.
El agua iba sucia, incluso llegaba hasta con jabón, cucarachas adentro.
These women reported their allegations to local authorities.
Venimos a ver qué está pasando con los trabajadores, porque cuando venimos cerraron las puertas.
But when the labor inspectors showed up, all the members of the union were laid off, opening a dispute that is yet to be resolved. CNN contacted factory owners and did not receive a response.
Most of these factories do not even tolerate a workers' union, and getting access to them, it's been even harder for us as journalists.
Only 76 out of more than 800 maquilas tolerate a union, but they employ tens of thousands of workers and are a crucial part of the economy. For local authorities, enforcing rules without risking jobs is a fine line. We had a rare opportunity to put our findings to the Guatemalan president.
We are, for example, committed to the rights of labor. We have increased the minimum salary 10%, which is more than
6% for maquila workers.
6% for maquila workers, but it is precisely in the line of recognizing that there is a need to support their well-being, and we are going to continue to observe the situation.
Bernardo Arévalo is the first progressive leader elected in Guatemala in decades. His government raised hopes to tackle the rampant corruption that allowed workplace abuse to proliferate. The jury is still out.
We go to Italy next, where there is an elite sprinter so prolific that scientists are studying her body to learn her secret. And get this, She is 92 years old. That's right, she's no ordinary granny. This nonagenarian, Nona, is Ferrari-level fast. Our Antonia Mortensen had the chance to catch up with the record-breaking runner to see just how she does it.
Emma Madenga is no ordinary 92-year-old. She's an Italian elite sprinter who has broken multiple world records.
Il suo personal best che lei ha fatto per i 200 metri?
Il miglior tempo è stato l'estate scorsa, a giugno. Ho fatto 50:34.
Born in 1933, Emma made headlines when she broke the indoor 200-meter world record in her age group in 2024 with a time of 54:47. She's a real testament that it's never too late to start again. Emma stopped training after college where she ran track. She became a high school teacher, got married, started a family, and then at the age of 53, after a 25-year hiatus, dusted off her running shoes.
Io dall'86 ho ripreso gli allenamenti, allora avevo anche un allenatore e mi sono sempre allenata 3 volte alla settimana. Inizialmente un paio d'ore, adesso un'ora, insomma. Questa è la mia prima medaglia d'oro europea. Sì, questo è stato il primo titolo mondiale.
E com'è stato il sentimento quando lei ha vinto il primo titolo mondiale?
Beh, è bellissimo perché poi si va sul podio, suona l'inno nazionale e quella è sempre una cosa molto emozionante.
The nanogenarian's uniqueness attracted the attention of a team of Italian and American scientists, and she is now part of an ongoing international study trying to understand how someone her age can not only run, but so fast. So far, they found that Mazenga's cardiorespiratory fitness is similar to that of someone in their 50s, and her muscles' mitochondria function is as healthy as a 20-year-old's.
Quale sarebbe il vostro consiglio per gli altri che vogliono rimanere in forma?
Intanto controllare l'alimentazione e poi fare un'attività fisica costante. L'attività fisica in particolare, piuttosto impegnativa, fa bene non solo al fisico ma anche allo spirito.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What's the world's oldest national public museum? The Smithsonian, the Louvre, the British Museum, or the Guggenheim? If you said the British Museum, your intellect is on exhibit. The museum was founded in 1753 and opened its doors in 1759, making it older than the United States. If you've ever wanted to dine with a samurai, the British Museum has dished up the next best thing. Some visitors had the chance to dine alongside ornate exhibits in the museum's Japan wing. It was part of a partnership with a popular noodle chain to help promote ohitori-sama, the Japanese word for solo dining. And it's just one way some museums are using unique after-hours events to attract new visitors. While these nights at the museum may not feature exhibits coming to life and chasing you like that movie we may all know, there's plenty of quirky offerings on tap. That includes silent discos or dino sleepovers at the Natural History Museum and even glamping with the lions at the London Zoo. Staffers say it's been a great way to help bring the museum to new audiences and foster a sense of community. Sign me up for one of each. Yes, please. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. My daughters are going to love this one. The global phenomenon known as La Boo-Boo. But make it bread. Feast your eyes on this 7-foot, 300-pound sculpture currently on display in front of a California bakery. It's part of the annual Scarecrow Fest just outside of San Francisco. The bakery owner says they came up with this idea thanks to one of her grandkids. They're calling this giant La Boo-Boo Le Van Van as a play on the word leavening, or the process of making dough or batter rise, which brings us to the fascinating way they made its face.
This is something called dead dough. And dead dough has no leavening agent. It's nothing that's going to pop it up, and it bakes really hard. So we were able to sand it a bit and sculpt it and get it that actual look.
Yeah, definitely not clipping that La Boo-Boo to your backpack or your belt. But if you ate it, you'd have to loosen your belt. huge. All right, superstars, it is time for some shout-outs now. And this first one goes to Coach Clark at Lindale High School in Lindale, Texas. We got so many messages from your students saying that you are an amazing teacher and they are so grateful for all you do for them. And this shout-out goes to Mr. Pinto at Furnace Horace High School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my home state. Rise up. Have an awesome day, everyone. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.